Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Armin Army Rossi. And also be the Rafuas, Chaycha Fegavas, Michal Dispasia, Vina Brachavas Esther Tzvester Hadassa, Vina Brachavas Esther Hadassa, Matan Ben Sara, Restrictor Abbas Tila Rovida, Sosha Chole Israel. Also for the Gaibet of the Ed Charedis, Rav Tovia Weiss Shlita, and before Shlem Sosha Chole Israel. And this is based in the Torah of Jolti Zatzal, Rambam, Perak Dal, Mehor Shemit of Yovel, Halacha Chof Ches. The Rambam says, Ever Yarden, Shvius no Heges Bami Devrayam, Vesvichei Surya, Ever Yarden, Mutarim Be'achila, Oya Rotz Ezele, Chamur Emeretz Yisrael, Shehech Ziku Ba, Oile Mitzrayim. So Ever Yarden, there is Shvius Noeg in Ever Yarden, the eastern side of the Jordan, Midrabanan, and the Sfichim. The Sfichim are shelf seeding produce. If something has been planted or harvested during Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat it. The Rambam says that this is, even if it was self seeding, and nevertheless, it's permitted. That's when it was not on the shelf. Self. That was when it was spontaneous. They grew by themselves. For example, the wind blew some tomato seeds, and a tomato bush grew up suddenly near a rose bush. They're not allowed to be eaten during the years of Shemitah. Because those who want to violate the laws of Shemitah, they'll plant in secret, and they'll say, hey, look what sprouted there. So they're all prohibited. So it's not fruits, but vegetables, things that take root and grow quickly. One is not allowed to eat svichim. Okay. So the Rambam says that svichei surya be'evar yarden mutarim ba'achila, but the svichim of evar yarden in Syria are permitted ba'achila. Lo ya'aretz esei lechamur me'eretz Yisrael she'chzika bo le'mitzrayim. So these are permitted for eating because they are not more chamer than Eretz Yisrael, the part of Eretz Yisrael that was captured by Ole Mitzrayim and not Ole Bavel. But there as well, we permit Svichim. So Memela, we also permit Svichim in Ever HaYarden. So Evar Yarden, there is the Rabbanan de Kishvias, not Svichim. The Sagas Haravid writes, Evar Yarden, Mayat Sarach Leviyo Mikal Bechoyim, Rei Loch Zikro Le Bobachin Surya. You don't have to bring a Kal Bechoyim from Ole Mitzrayim. It's a very simple reason why there's no Svichim in Evar Yarden, and that's because Loch Zikro Bo Ole Bobel, and also Surya. Because if Mishnah writes, Enani Odim Kopsho Ole Bobel, Ketzas Arotas, Mevar Yarden, and Surya. He says, who knows? Maybe they did. Maybe they did capture some lands. The Kesef Mishnah. The Ravid says, you don't need a Kal Vachomer. It wasn't captured by Ole Bavel. The Kesef Mishnah says, maybe it was captured by Ole Bavel. Mi yodea. Mishnah Lamelech, Halacha Chavav, writes, Shedivrei Melehem Atmim, Shem Kavshu Ole Bavel, Ketzat Saras Mev Leyadayim, Nehmer Katzav Rabbeinu Shev Yad Shviz Noeg Shedivrei. It's true that they captured some of the lands. And Evar Yarden, then how does the Rambam say that Evar Yarden, there's Shvius Midrabanan? Should have said that the land that were captured by Ole Bavel, Shvius is Men HaTorah, and whatever was captured by Ole Bavel will be Men HaTorah. Whatever was captured by Ole Bavel will be Men HaTorah. But not what wasn't. And the Mele Evar Yarden, the parts of Evar Yarden which were captured by Ole Bavel, will be Midaraisa. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says flat out that Evar Yarden is the Rabbanon. It says the Heilig Mishnah Melech, Elevade the Sphere Lay, Evar Yarden, Loyak, Mikibush Bavel. They didn't capture Evar Yarden with Kibush Bavel. Lahana Lefima Shekosav, because of Mishnah Shambalacha of Hevidas HaRambam, Shebimei Ezra Haisa Shviis Nahagas Min HaTeva. That Bimei Ezra Shviis Vis Min HaTorah. That's the Keshe Mishnah writes B'das HaRambam in Halacha Chaf Hei. In Ken Gam Evra Yardin B'Makom Mishkab Sholei Babi Shviis Nahagas Min HaTorah. And if so, Be'evra Yardin, in those areas where it was captured by Olei Bavel, Shviz is going to be Noeg Min HaTorah. So Taked might be Min HaTorah. If it was captured. But since the Rambam says that it's not Min HaTorah, it must be that it wasn't captured by Olei Bavel. And therefore the Ravid is correct. It was not captured by Olei Bavel. Evar Yarden. And therefore, it's only Midrabanan. And don't be so sure of yourself, like the Ravid says, you don't need a Kavachomer to say that Svichim aren't Noeg in Evar Yarden. The Mari Kurkus and the Rambam writes that Shvius Be'evar Yarden Enu Hegas Elam Midvrayim Shemitah Reisik Farnes Smait B'Sifra Mechisabal Oretz Eretz Amiuchedes. We already have a mute that Shvius and Evar Yarden is only Midravana, because Midrash Reisa it was already omitted from the pasuk kisavo al haaretz eretz hamiyuchedes. In other words, it has to be the biblical, within the biblical boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Kisavo al haaretz, but not Evar Yarden. Evar Yarden is only derabanan. So he writes that shviyas be'Evar Yarden is midrabanan, not only be me'ezer be'Yerusha Shniya, but even be'Yerusha Rishayna. Shviyas be'Evar Yarden is only midrabanan. And this is hard to understand, because even those lands that were captured in Chutz La'aretz, it's Chai B'Shvius Min HaTorah, like we see in Gittin and 8b. Man Dam Rekibush Yechad Shmei Kibush, Sirius Chai B'Maisu B'Shvius Ke'aretz Yisrael. Even though it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes, it's not within the biblical boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Yardin is no less than the lands that were captured in Chutz La'aretz, that's Chai B'Shvius Min HaTorah, even though it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes. So it's hard to understand what the Mari Kurkus is saying, that Shviyas Be'Evar HaYarden is only Midrabanan. Because Midrash it's Mismayit, it's excluded from Kisavo Al Eretz, Eretz HaMiyuchedes, Mapitom. Just like if you capture land outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayv and Shviyas D'Araisa. We see in the Gemara in Gittin. So too, Be'Evar HaYarden. Eretz Yarden is no less than the lands that they captured in Chutz La'aretz. So how can you say that even the first time around, even Yerusha Rishona, Shavis and Eretz Yarden was only Midrabanan, Midaraisa they captured, it's Daraisa. The Rash Mishans on the Torah's Kohan of the beginning of Parshas Bahar writes, Ki Savo Yachu Mishavo Eretz Yarden, Talmud Loimar El Aretz, Harad Eretz HaMiyuchedes. So the Rashmi Shans brings on the Taurus Kohanim that says, Kisavo, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Yachol Mishabo Le'Evar HaYarden. I might think when you come to Evar HaYarden, then you have to keep Shviyas. No, Tam Lomer, El Aretz Eretz HaMiyuchas. That's be this biblical within the borders. Miu La'achar Shinet Chavu Be'Eretz Yisrael Gam Evar HaYarden Ha'isan HaYarden. Over Sifri Parashas Ekev, Yalef Lavik Zera Shavi Yeh Yeh Gam B'chol Mokom Shekov Shuv Vosif Al Eretz Yisrael. After they were Mischayev in Eretz Yisrael, so they were also Mischayev in Evar HaYarden. And then Sifri is learned from Zera Shavav Yeh Yeh Yeh. Just like within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Kol Mokom Shekov Asher Tidroch Kaflechem L'chay Yeh, wherever you capture is also going to be Chayev. Just like it's Evar Yarden and anywhere else, it's going to be Chayev, just like it is in Eretz Yisrael proper. What's the Sifri that the Rashmi Shans brings? What does the Sifri say? It says that kamakom shetidroch kach rab lechem bolachem yiyeh. Veshekov shechutz laaretz minayin shemitznogos bo. Hareta dan nemer kan yiyeh nemer lan yamer lan yamer lekan mitznogos afksham. Afkam zogos sham. So if there are kovish in chutz laaretz, how do we know mitzvahs are noeg? So it says yiyeh by wherever you capture. It says yiyeh by Eretz Yisrael. Just like the yiyeh by Eretz Yisrael is mitzvahs are noeg, so too. You have mitzvah tlius baretz in wherever they captured. So we see that shvius is no heges beivar yarden. It's not because eivar yarden is part of Eretz Yisrael, because this is Eretz Miuchedes. Rather, shvius is no heges beivar yarden mitoras kibush chutz laretz. Because even if they captured chutz laretz and they added on to Eretz Yisrael, we have mitzvahs noeg sham because of yiyeh. And even though we learned in the Sifri and the Rambam Trumas 1:3. That Surya doesn't have mitzvahs min haTorah b'Eretz Yisrael because it was captured before the kibush of Eretz Yisrael, and Eivar Yarden was also captured before they captured Eretz Yisrael. So why in Eivar Yarden are mitzvahs nagos b'min haTorah mitoras kibush chutz laaretz? Aye, they captured it before they captured Eretz Yisrael. But be'emes shayni Eivar Yarden misurya, because Eivar Yarden is me'Eretz Yisrael atzma. Well, Eretz Yisrael atzma, there's no chiluk what they capture first. And if so, even though they captured Eivar Yarden before they captured all of Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, Shvius is no heges b'mitaras kibush chutz laaretz, because b'din kibush b'din kavshu sefer yarden kavshu kavshu kol eretz Yisrael. Shenkim b'Surya that's considered chutz laaretz, so that they were kovish it before they were kovish all of Eretz Yisrael, so the kibush was shelo k'din, and therefore ein mitzvah nogos b'min haTorah. So zoom between Surya and Eivar Yarden. It's only going to be holy if it was captured after Eivar Yarden. It's holy even though it was captured before the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because it's not part of Eretz, because it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't have to be captured as part of Eretz Yisrael. After Eretz Yisrael, even if it was captured before, it's fine. But Syria, that has to be captured after Eretz Yisrael because it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Rash Mishans writes, Mirul Achashen is chayv b'Eretz Yisrael, gam b'Eivar Yarden ha'isa noeges. After they were mischayv in Eretz Yisrael, it's even knowing in Eivar Yarden. It's mashma that only there after they were mischayv in Eretz Yisrael, it's knowing in Eivar Yarden. It's the chiv in Eivar Yarden is telling the chiv of Eretz Yisrael. Since Shavitz is no Heges Beretz Beivar Yarden, only Mitaras Kibush Chutz Laretz, which is a Hisaf on Eretz Yisrael, like Rashi Saf, but it's Eretz Abchafo and Beis. Suram Sav is Smuchel Eretz Yisrael, Vekib Shatav, Vekib Lek Tush Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Api Adibu, Velo Shishim Ribo, Karlei Kibush Yachid, that Syria and Aram Tzav was also Syria, are Smuchel Eretz Yisrael, and David HaMelech captured, and he connected it to Eretz Yisrael, not based on the word of God, and without 600,000, and it's called the Kibush Yachid. So he writes that Kibush Chutz Laretz is a Chibur Lek Tush Eretz Yisrael. אם כן זה שייך רק לאחר שנזכת שהיא ארץ ישראל אף של החבר עליה חוץ לארץ, אבל קודם שנזכת שארץ ישראל לא שייך דין כיבוש חוץ לארץ. So, he writes that כיבוש חוץ לארץ is connected to ארץ ישראל. And that שייך only after ארץ ישראל became holy. Then you can be מחבר חוץ לארץ. Before ארץ ישראל became holy, it's not שייך דין חוץ לארץ, כיבוש חוץ לארץ. And therefore the Rosh Hashanah writes that only after they were מסחייב in ארץ ישראל, there's going to be Shavuos and Eivar Yarden mitoras kibush chutz laaretz. So again, the only way Eivar Yarden is going to be holy is when it's mischaber to Eretz, anytime, any place outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be holy. It's only when it's mischaber to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mela only after Eretz Yisrael was captured and Eretz Yisrael was made holy, then Eivar Yarden is made holy. So Surya is no good. Surya needs, first you have to capture Eretz Yisrael and then Chutz Laretz. When you capture before, it's considered a kibush yachid. And therefore the nomads is Minatorah. Shenken Eivar Yarden, there it's Minatorah. Even though it's captured before, but it's only annexed to Eretz Yisrael. So if, after you capture Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael proper. And Mimela, it's going to be... You're going to have Shvius Meivar Yarden Mitaras Kibush Chutz Laaretz. So, Mirtz Hashem, this was the first stage of our journey. I just want to summarize what we learned because there's a lot of information here. We had the Rambam, who writes that Evra Yarden, and we have Shvius Midrabanan, but Sfichim are Mutter Mikal, because it's not Chomer than Ole Mitzrayim. What Ole Mitzrayim captured, there's no Sfichim. So too, Syria and Eivar Yarden is also no Sfichim. The Ravid says you don't need a Kal v'chomer. They didn't. Eivar Yarden wasn't captured by Ole Bavel, and neither was Syria. So Memele, you don't need a Kal v'chomer. It just means that it wasn't captured by Ole Bavel. The Kesef Mishnah says maybe it was captured by Ole Bavel, some of it. And the Mishnah Melech says Ma Pitam. Why does the Rambam then say a blanket statement that Shvius is knowing only B'Tavreim in Eivar Yarden? Should say some places yes, some places no. The fact that he says a blanket statement, it must be that it wasn't captured at all. Yarden. So again, you don't need to come onto Mitzrayim. You could just say it wasn't. You don't need to come onto a Kal v'chomer from Ole Mitzrayim. You could just say it wasn't captured by Ole Bavel in Eivar Yarden, and that's why it's not. That's why it's not. There's no Sfichim problem. Rabbi Krukas on the Rambam writes that Shvius Me'Eivar Yarden is only Midrabanan. Why? Because Midaraisu was mismayed Eivar Yarden from Eretz HaMiyuchedes, Kisavol Eretz HaMiyuchedes. So he holds that it's not only B'nai Ezra, that it's the Rabbanan, even in the Yerusha Rishona, it was only the Rabbanan. Even though it was captured by Eilim Mitzrayim, but Ma Piton. Once you have a proper kibush, it should be Daraisa, like we see in the Gemara in Gittin, that if kibush yechad shmei kibush, so when they captured Syria, it's Chayiv and Meiser and Shvius min Keretz Yisrael, even though it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes. So Eivar Yarden is no less than the lands that other lands that they captured in Chutz La'aretz, that it should be Chayiv min HaTorah, even though it's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes. So how can the Mari Krokus write that Shvius be'Eivar Yarden is only the Rabbanan because Midaraisa was mismayed? Ma Piton, but they captured it, so it should be Min HaTorah. During the first Yerusha, they captured it, so it should be Min HaTorah. Rashi Mishan says that brings the Sifri, Yuchedes. So only in Eretz Yuchedes Yechayiv and Shvius. However, after they were Mischayiv in Eretz Yisrael, they're also Mischayiv in Eivar Yarden. And he quotes from the Sifri. So in the Sifri, we saw that Shvius is knowing Eivar Yarden, because Eivar Yarden is part of Eretz Yisrael, because it says Kol Mokom Asher Tidrach Kafrat Lechem Yiyeh. So what's in that? It's not because it's Eretz Yisrael, because it was mismayed from Eretz HaMiyuchedes. Rather, because Torah's Kibush Chutz La'aretz. Kol Mokom Asher Tidrach Kaf Ragel Lechem Lechem Yiyeh. Wherever you step, that's going to be yours. You're Kovashit. So yeah, we learn just like Eretz Yisrael, you're Chayev. So to hear. Now Syria is different than Eivar Yarden. Syria is not considered Eivar Yarden. That's considered Chutz La'aretz. Eivar Yarden is Eretz Yisrael. It's not within the borders of Eretz Yisrael proper. It's not Eretz HaMiyuchedes, but it's still considered Eretz Yisrael. It's like a lower level Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, after you capture Eretz Yisrael as a Hisafa, you're also going to have the Eivar Yarden. Eivar Yarden is part of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is no chilek where they're kovish first. Even though they were kovish Eivar Yarden first, you're still cool. But it's only going to become holy after the kovish Eretz Yisrael, and then Eivar Yarden is going to be an extension of that. But Syria, if they were kovish Syria first, since it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, what are you capturing that first for? So mimela, if it's it isn't holy, because the whole fort of Eivar Yarden is an annex to Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not the Iker Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, once you capture Eretz Yisrael, so then Eivar Yarden is also holy. Syria, if you capture that first, it's a kibbutz yachid, it's garnished. It doesn't get Kedusha. So Rashi Mishnah writes that after they're Mischayiv in Eretz Yisrael, Shvius is knowing in Eivar Yarden mitoras kibush chutz la'aretz. Again, Mari Krukas writes that Shvius be'Eivar Yarden is only the Rabbanan. Mashmi even during Yerusha Rishona, but the Rashmi Shantz argues with that. Okay, so that's the first stage of our journey. I need to do Chazara. I don't think we do it enough, our Shiurim. And God should just give us health and everything we need. And in Yitz Hashem, we will see more and more Neflos, Mitaris Hashem. And I really want to thank you for listening. This was awesome. And we should be so chalul modu l'olam ed l'shmur v'lasas v'l'kayem et kol divrei tamu torato v'ahava. Shalom, shalom, uvai, yididai, mubai, v'lavutai. L'neder anach nanshich v'pam haba'a v'simcha v'tub levav v'nivav kol. Shalom, shalom, v'l'neder.